G'day, Michael. How you doing?
Hi, Alex. I'm quite well, thanks. I've got one Australian and one American indie film for you today, but I'll start with the Australian film. It's called Dirt Music, but it doesn't star a couple of Australians. It actually stars a Scotswoman and an American, those people being Kelly MacDonald and Garrett Hedlund.
Is that a good idea?
I just wanted to remember what you looked like.
It also stars David Wenham and Aaron Pedersen. It's directed by Gregor Jordan, who's most notable for directing Two Hands and Ned Kelly a few years ago. Based on the Tim Winton novel, Dirt Music is the story of two outsiders who end up finding each other in the remoteness of northwest Western Australia. It is a Tim Winton story. Where else would it be set?
That makes you feel so small you might not even exist.
Georgie, played by Kelly MacDonald, is reaching the end of her relationship with fisherman Jim, played by David Wenham.
Oh, everything's fine.
When she comes across local poacher Lou, played by Garrett Hedlund, whilst skinny dipping very early one morning.
Hello again.
There's a spark, but Georgie has issues with settling down, and Lou is dealing with a bucket load of grief. Will this be a love story for the ages, or will everything be dashed on the rocks?
I'm helping you run away.
Chances are, if you've read Tim Winton's novel, you're probably still not quite sure. Let's just say the film takes a much more conventional path. But the performances of the three leads, plus the spectacular Western Australian coastline, make Dirt Music a very watchable film.
There was this moment when the tides changed that the whole ocean came alive.
Unusually in an Australian film, the two lead actors, MacDonald a Scotswoman and Hedlund an American, actually pull off their Australian accents really well. Though MacDonald has the harder job, as she has more lines, and Hedlund's character does tend to do a lot of silent brooding.
Didn't used to be illegal what I do.
Though Hedlund is a very capable guitarist and singer, as it's his singing and playing you hear on the soundtrack, along with George Mason and Julia Stone. Oddly though, for a film called Dirt Music, music doesn't feature very prominently in this film. Dirt Music may move a little slowly for some, but it really is a beautiful film to watch. If the story's not doing it for you, just sit back and enjoy the cinematography and take in the rugged beauty of the Western Australian coastline. If WA ever open up their borders again, I know where I want to go. Possibly not as gritty as it could have been, Dirt Music still plays a pretty nice tune.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I've really missed over the last however long we've been in lockdown is going travelling, and I've really kind of lent into movies to kind of experience different scenes and stuff. So maybe something that I'll be tuning into. And now we're going from something local back overseas to the US.
Yes, we're heading to Coronavirus Central. We're going to a movie called Miss Juneteenth.
The winner of Miss Juneteenth will receive a full scholarship to any historically black institution of your choice.
This one stars Nicole Beharie, who was in movies like 42 and American Violet.
Phenomenal woman. That's me.
Alexis Chakiz, who's making her feature film debut, and Kendrick Sampson, who's done mostly TV stuff. This film was written and directed by Channing Godfrey Peoples. This is also her feature debut. Turquoise Jones, played by Beharie, and no relation, is a former winner of the Miss Juneteenth pageant in a small town just outside Fort Worth, Texas. But life hasn't gone as she'd hoped since her victory 16 years ago.
I will never get over seeing Miss Juneteenth cleaning toilets.
Turquoise is now a single mother to 15-year-old Kai, played by Chakiz, and she's working multiple shifts at a barbecue joint and a funeral home to pay the bills.
I'm doing the best I can.
She's also in an on-again, off-again relationship with Kai's father, the Ronnie, played by Samson, who wants to be more involved but tends to make poor life choices.
I've been raped by y'all this time.
Turquoise sees her only chance of getting Kai a college education and to stop her from making the same mistakes is to enter her in the Miss Juneteenth pageant. Of course, Kai is reluctant and has other aspirations.
Why are you making me do it? Didn't do nothing for you.
Now, some listeners might be wondering what Juneteenth is. Juneteenth is a holiday that celebrates the date June 19th, 1865, when slaves in Texas were finally granted their freedom, despite Lincoln outlawing the practice of slavery over 2 years earlier. It's now celebrated quite widely across the US, and especially in Texas.
Miss Juneteenth is here to prepare you for the future.
Miss Juneteenth offers quite a fascinating insight into life for African Americans, particularly women outside major cities like LA, New York, Chicago, or Atlanta. Life's pretty much a struggle, whether it's to stay on the wagon and keep in the good graces of the local church community, work multiple jobs to feed and clothe your daughter, or to push back against tradition like the Miss Juneteenth pageant and follow your own dreams.
If I make the dance team, I can get me a scholarship.
Another aspect of this film I found particularly interesting was the adoption of some of the cultural mores which outsiders might assume would only be the preserve of white or Hispanic communities in Texas, like wearing cowboy hats and boots and even country-ish music. I'm pretty sure most of them still vote Democrat, though.
You worry about the wrong thing.
Miss Juneteenth would have played very well on the film festival circuit if there'd been one this year. The mother-daughter story is a fairly familiar one, but there's a lot more going on in this film that earns Miss Juneteenth a sash.
We are expecting greatness.
Mark a date in your calendar for Miss Juneteenth.
Shame that they didn't release it in June. I just feel like that would have wrapped it up quite nicely.
Well, it did get a release in the United States in June.
Oh, well, that's all right then. I'll let them have that one. Michael, thank you so much for joining me. We'll catch you next week.
Pleasure.